I don't like staying at people's houses on the road. Don't like other people's showers. I can never adjust the temperature right. I don't know the ratios on the dials. You know, sometimes a 1/16 of an inch is 1,000 degrees. There's always that little hair stuck on the wall of somebody else's shower. And you want to get rid of it, but you don't want to touch it. I don't know how it got up that high in the first place. But we have to fight these battles. We're all alone in the bathroom. Whatever goes wrong, you have to handle it. You ever go to a big party, go in the bathroom, flush your toilet, and the water starts coming up? This is the most frightening moment in the life of a human being, right here. You will do anything to stop this. You'll lose your mind, start talking to the toilet. No, please don't do this to me. Come on. You know this is not my fault. I'll get you the blue thing, the man in the boat. Just let me off the hook this one time.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me.
JN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us today.
Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea.
Every time I just remember him singing this on the Ozzie and Harriet show. Boy, that was a gold mine for that show. Everybody tuned it in just to hear Ricky sing. Susan Fearlock is here. She's the executive director of Racine Neighborhood Watch. And an event coming up, take a taste out of crime. I want to say take a bite. Take a taste out of crime. There's crime around? Why would we want to?
Well, we take a taste out of crime because Racine Neighborhood Watch is different than most neighborhood watches. We are our own 501c3 nonprofit organization. Back in the 80s, when Racine Neighborhood Watch was started by a volunteer group of community leaders, government agencies, and other law enforcement, it was really decided that in order for crime prevention to be effective, you needed to involve the community and police. Sometimes you ask people, you know, who's responsible for fighting crime, and they'll say the police. But that's not true. It has to be a partnership between neighbors and law enforcement. So being that we're a nonprofit organization, in order to keep us funding and keep us going, all of our programs and activities, we have this Take a Taste Out of Crime event. It is the 13th annual Take a Taste Out of Crime. It is held at Roma Lodge. It is from 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock. When we first started 13 years ago, we started at Infocinos in their ballroom. We have grown so large over time that we had to move to Roma Lodge. We took one ballroom, and now we encompass two ballrooms at Roma Lodge. So it is a phenomenal event. There is wine, beer, and cheese tasting, Wisconsin cheese tasting. Get your little souvenir, take a taste out of crime glass so that you can sample and sip all you'd like. We also have hot heavy hors d'oeuvres, there I've got it, from Roma Lodge. So we've got meatballs, you've got Italian sausage, you've got pizza, you've got fruit, you've got veggies, and we have cheese ravioli. In addition to that, we have the stylings of CSQ, and that is a jazz band. We also have over 100 items for raffles and silent auction. We also have Wisconsin football player and Green Bay Packer player running back Gary Ellison joining us at the event. So you have to come in. It's a paid event, but he'll be there from 5 until 6:30.
Wow, what a night.
Isn't it? It's cool.
Now, when is that again?
It's this Friday from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock at Roma Lodge. Tickets in advance are $40. They're $50 at the door. You can purchase those tickets online. You can go to our Facebook page. There's a link right there. Or you can purchase them at the Racine Neighborhood Watch office, which is at 800 Center Street, room 316.
Look at you. Well, and you have nothing written down in front of you. I couldn't survive without things written down in front of me. Now, Neighborhood Watch, I got to tell you something. I have a next-door neighbor. You know who Gladys Kravitz is?
Oh, we talk about her all the time.
Yeah, she's Gladys Kravitz. She's the one who looks out the window the minute the siren is heard. Then when she goes outside, I see her with her arms folded, following the police car down the block. And I always say to her, so what's going on? Well, here's what I found out. So she is the Gladys Kravitz of our neighborhood. And you need people like that.
Absolutely.
Who poke their nose out the door and see what's going on. And I poke my nose out, but if I don't see it right in front of my face, I go back into my little hole and I hibernate till the next siren comes by.
Well, actually, we encourage more of a coordinated event, and that's called the Neighborhood Block Watch Program. And what we do is we work with neighbors to establish a neighborhood block watch program. Typical neighborhood block watch area is corner to corner, odd and even side of the street. So what we do is we bring neighbors together. We provide information about crime prevention and safety. We also invite a law enforcement officer to come to an organizational meeting for the block watch and give neighbors the tools that they need to feel comfortable and confident calling law enforcement should they have a problem. You know, a lot of times people say, I don't know if I should call police.
I don't want to get involved.
Am I bothering them? What happens if I call and, you know, there's kids walking down my street? I call, they're already gone. But we encourage neighbors to do that because it's all a process. When you call the non-emergency number and you get that documented, that builds a history for law enforcement so that when they come to your neighborhood again, they can pull it up and say, okay, we've seen that this neighbor has called for this noisy house. The neighbor next to them called about the same noisy house. Oh, look, we have neighbor number 3 calling about the same noisy house. It ticks it up the priority list for officers to come and address that situation.
I find that I would imagine a lot of people don't want to call because they don't want to get involved. I don't want any retribution. I don't want the gang coming at my house and egging the house or worse yet, trying to break in. You know, it can happen. I understand that. But if you get the people locked up or you get them out off the street, they just get them out of the area, they're not going to bother you.
There's so many ways that you can connect with law enforcement now. You can call the non-emergency number. When you call the non-emergency number or 911 if it's an emergency. Now, a true emergency, I used to say this to my kids when I was working and they were little. A true emergency is if there is blood, broken bones, fire, or death. That's the only time you call me at work. That's kind of the idea behind a 911 call. It's a true, you know, emergency where there are life and death consequences. But calling the non-emergency number is a way to report what's going on. When you talk to the non-emergency number, which is 262-886-2300, you can say, hey, here's my phone number. Call me if you have any questions. You know, hey, I want to see a law enforcement officer. Or I wish to remain anonymous. Further, a new program that we've taken on is, well, it's not a new program, but it's new to us, is Racine County Crime Stoppers. That's another way for you to connect with law enforcement and report what you see. It's not as expedient when there's an emergency, but if you're, for example, your security camera catches perhaps what you suspect is maybe a drug deal going on in front of your house, you can upload that to Crime Stoppers and know that that information is being relayed and reviewed.
That's the newest thing for fighting crime, these Ring doorbells, the cameras. I mean, a lot of them work on motion only, but some of the cameras, like the guy who lives across the street from me, that camera runs 24/7, and he catches everything. There was an accident in front of his house. A neighbor's car was parked there. Another guy just plowed into it. And what happened? Well, the guy's story, he told the police, didn't jive what was on that video. The video camera doesn't lie. This is what happened. And he got the whole thing. Now, the police asked, you know, does my video camera catch stuff? No, it's got to be in front of my house, and it's a motion detector thing. If I left it on all day, it would be ringing my phone all day long saying, someone's at your door, someone's at your door, someone's at your door. So you got to put a limit on it. So,
right, right.
You know.
But there is a program through the City of Racine Police that if you have a security camera, you can register the fact that you have that camera with police. So, for example, maybe there's a car that's involved in a crime and it goes speeding past your house. If that's on file with police, they can call you and say, hey, can you look between the hours of 10 and 2 and see if your camera caught this? Oh, it did. Great. Mm-hmm. Well, can we come take a look at it? Or can we give you a link and you can upload it to our, you know, informational bank? Never have to see police, but again, it's a way for you as a neighbor to be connected and provide that important information.
And it's so easy to send these Ring videos out. All you do is have to look at it and just share, and you send it to anybody you want. You know, go ahead, Juan.
The thing is, sharing it over social media and connecting with police are two different things.
No, I mean sharing it with police. You can put it where you want to send it to. You know, I watch enough Dateline on TV to know that the first thing you do is check the area. Where are the security cameras? It's so hard to get away with crime these days. First of all, you got DNA, which doesn't lie. I mean, if your DNA's there, you've got some questions to answer. The other thing is cameras. They can tell where you were, what time you left, and you can't lie because the camera caught you, your DNA's there. It's very easy to catch criminals today. You know, on Dateline, they'll go back to the 1970s with a crime and they'll say, well, we didn't have DNA or security cameras back then. Now, it's a lot easier to prove someone is guilty than it was back then. All your lies don't matter anymore. So, but you still need people to report.
Absolutely, because like Crime Stopper says, when you say see something, say something. It's when you don't say something and you sit on that information, or you think, well, my neighbor next door is going to call police, or my neighbor across the street is going to call police. That's what we talk about in a neighborhood block watch program. Everybody has to take responsibility for the safety of their neighborhood.
And you can call anonymously. You know, you don't have to give your name. If people are worried about that, you know, especially elderly people, I don't want them coming to my house. Mm-hmm. Well, don't give me name then.
Oh, and you don't have to have police come to your house. It's really helpful sometimes to at least give your phone number in case they need to follow up. But if you choose to be anonymous, you can.
Okay, Susan Fearlock is here. We're talking about Take a Taste Out of Crime. I got it right.
Yay.
At Roma Lodge this Friday. More on that coming up in a moment. Partly sunny today. Beautiful day for the first day of spring. Highs near 50. Clear tonight. Lows around 26. For tomorrow, sunny. Highs only near, is that right? 35? Oh. And snow likely Thursday night and Friday. Maybe an inch. Spring kicks in tonight at 10:06 Central Time. Central Daylight Savings Time. Cloudy now, 31 degrees at 719 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. It's 7:21 at WRJN Radio. Susan Fearlock is here from the Neighborhood Watch. We're seeing Neighborhood Watch Take a Taste Out of Crime coming up this Friday at Roma Lodge. We talk about watches, and there's apartment watches, you say.
Yes, those are constructed similarly. Ooh, that was hard. Similarly to a neighborhood block watch, but each floor of an apartment building is the equivalent of a neighborhood block. So again, when we do what's called an organizational meeting, we bring all of the residents together. We talk about crime prevention and safety for you living in your apartment, as well as for crime prevention and safety, what to watch out for in your neighborhood area. There's also another neighborhood watch we do, and that's business watches. And that's where we get businesses together and encourage them to cooperate, get them to meet with law enforcement, and really set up those parameters to keep them safe, what to watch for and when to call police.
Hey, quick story. I lived in an apartment when I first moved to Milwaukee in 1980 in a suburban building. It was a nice building. Very nice. The neighbors were nice. The guy who lived, I lived at the end of the hall, so this guy lived on my right. A very nice guy. He was in the military reserves, and he was gone several times. I never noticed anything going on, except one of our neighbors noticed something going on, like little kids coming and going into that house, in that apartment. And this guy was in his 30s, and the little kids are coming in. He didn't have, wasn't married, didn't have any children of his own. Why are these little children marching into his apartment? Well, they called the police, and it turns out he was luring them in, playing video games and doing stuff with them.
Oh, no.
And when they came in, they found all these children's underwear laying all over the apartment. He was taking their underwear and saving it. And, you know, I worked all day, so I never noticed it because I got home at night and nothing happened. One of the neighbors who worked, who stayed home all day, said, why are these children coming? So they called the police and they did an investigation and took them away. So, yeah, I mean, look at that. Who knows what this guy could have been doing? Yeah, and I knew the guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you think you know somebody.
Right. Well, when in doubt, we always say, let police check it out. It's okay to call and be wrong. A while ago, maybe a year or so ago, I was letting my dog out. I'm the neighborhood block watch captain, of course, where I live. And I see over by an office by me, there is a gentleman, and he is Caucasian, and he is wearing a navy blue sweatshirt with a hoodie pulled up and jeans, and he's kind of skulking around the back of this business. And so I very friendly, hi, can I help you something? No. I said, well, I'm the neighborhood block watch captain. You need anything? No. So I go in the house and I think to myself, should I call? Shouldn't I call? Should I call? And I thought, Susan, where do you work? So I was about to call and I saw the gentleman pull out a lawnmower. And so I followed up with law enforcement, a police officer. I said, hey, if I had called you as I was dialing the phone, but I didn't, but if I had called you and gone through and you came out to find that it was not somebody skulking around, you know, scoping out the business, but somebody actually just there for lawn maintenance, would you be upset? Absolutely not. Really? It's okay to be wrong. We'd rather have it be nothing than have it be something.
That same apartment I told you about, the next people who moved in, one night it was very noisy in there, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I got to get up to work mornings. So I went over there, knocked on the door. Could you please keep it down? Okay, we will. And they didn't.
The neighborly thing, but it didn't work.
It didn't work. And they had people, there was young guys in there, and they had these girls coming in with little attaché cases at all hours of the night. And I put my ear to the wall to hear what was going on. They said, did he pay up? Did he do this? And I didn't think anything. I knew something nefarious was going on. And the noise didn't stop. So I started banging on the wall. They started banging back. So I called.
Not a good thing.
Well, I called the manager of the building. And he went over there. He came over at 1 o'clock in the morning and said, knock it off or we'll call the police. And that's probably the last thing they wanted. And that night it quieted down. The next night it was back again. Girls coming all hours of the night with attaché cases and these guys hooping and hollering in there. I called the police and the police showed up and they couldn't do it. You can't go in there because they don't have a search warrant. Mm-hmm. But they said they were probably dealing drugs and doing stuff with the girls and, you know, they sent them out to get drug, you know, get payments or whatever. But I can't get in there. But I said enough's enough. So I moved. I bought a house and I just got out of there. But stuff is going on into your noses, and you know, I tried to be nice, and I tried to be nice by calling the manager after that. Don't the cops worry about it? And so, you know, people are saying, well, what if they get back to you? What are they going to do to me? What are they going to kill me because I call the police? Give me a break.
Well, you did the neighborly thing first, and then you did everything right. You contacted the management, and then you contacted law enforcement.
And then I banged on the wall.
Well, that might be a little bit iffy, but the important thing to remember is that Racine's Police Department, all police departments are full service. They're here to assist you. Just call. We always say, trust your senses. If those little hairs on the back of your neck go up when you see something that you think is suspicious, trust your gut. Call it in.
You know, I watch these live PD shows all the time, On Patrol Live with Dan Abrams, and people are calling all the time. You know, there's something going on. There's screaming going on. If you hear screaming, like, help, help, screaming at a neighbor's house, call the police. Somebody's getting hurt in that house.
Well, even if you hear neighbors that are arguing and it seems very, very escalated, call police and say, hey, can you do a welfare check? My neighbors are having a huge... Can you do a welfare check? It's, again, call and let them know. Nothing can be done unless somebody says something.
And teachers, too. If they notice different, this young student's acting differently all of a sudden, withdrawn in a shell, and they're not normally like that, it's out of character, I call somebody, call the police, find out what's going on with this kid. There's a reason all of a sudden this outgoing kid is not saying a word, and it happens with children a lot. They can't tell anybody because, you know, people don't believe them. They're afraid to tell people. You know, it's their mother and father or their mother's boyfriend or whatever. And you see this stuff on Dateline all the time. These poor kids, they are abused because, you know, somebody didn't care about them. Call the police on them. Protect and serve. That's what they do. All right, Susan, hang in there. Susan Fearlock is here, and the Take a Taste Out of Crime event is coming up Friday at Roma Lodge. You can get tickets by
going to our Facebook page. We've got a link online there, or you can buy them from our office at 800 Center Street, room 316. Tickets are $40 in advance and $50 at the door.
All right. I'd say I'd rather pay at the door. I'm one of these people that I don't want to give stuff online. I'm just not an online person. A lot of people say, there's nothing to it. Yeah, I'll pay the extra $10. Plus, it's going to a good cause. It's 729 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN Radio. Partly sunny today. Highs near 50. A clear sky tonight. Lows around 26. Sunny tomorrow. Highs near 35. Snow likely. I hate to say it. Thursday night. Friday morning. Maybe an inch, they say. I don't think so. But who knows? Right now, it's cloudy, and I think it's still 31 degrees. Still windy out there. Spring kicks in today. 10:06 p.m. So technically, it's still winter. That's why it's so cold out there. But 50 later on today. We'll take it. Tomorrow, 35. A little runty groundhog said early spring. Fix him. It's 7:36 at WRJN Radio, and Susan Fearlock is here. She is with Racine Neighborhood Watch. They have a big event coming up Friday. It is Take a Bite. Take a Taste Out of Crime. What's the difference, a bite or a taste?
Well, we're tasting...
That's right, because it's a food thing, right?
Okay. Right. We have, again, it's a wine, beer, and cheese tasting event. But we have lots of heavy hors d'oeuvres and appetizers from Roma, so nobody leaves hungry. But it is a great, great event.
Right, and that makes sense then. Okay, now we talked about house watching. We talked about apartment watching. How about business watching? Now, this is important, because I see a lot of these police videos, especially On Patrol Live, people call up... There's somebody wandering around, and I know they're closed, and somebody's pulling the doors, and so, yeah, this is important.
Yeah, that would more or less be any kind of business watch, where with business watch, we encourage business owners to get together and watch out for each other, develop things that, you know, kind of old-fashioned phone chains or any way to alert one another once something happens. The important thing is to always call police first and then call your neighbors. Oftentimes what happens, even in neighborhoods, is, you know, Sally will see something and she'll call Susie because Susie's the block captain. Well, that loses its credibility. Everybody has to be responsible for calling for what they see.
Yeah, and people put a lot of time and effort into these businesses. They don't want them broken into. They break into them all the time. All right, I teased you before. I said I'm going to tell you why police uniforms are blue.
Yes.
And there's a reason for it. And it dates back to the Civil War. After the war was over, they had so many blue uniforms left over, they repurposed them into police uniforms.
No kidding.
And it just stuck that police uniforms would be blue. And it has to do with the Union soldiers. And they just made too many uniforms for them.
No kidding.
And so that's why they're blue today. They're just they're not wearing Civil War uniforms. It's just the color blue. So that's why police officers are blue today.
Good to know.
I don't know what that's going to serve you in life. I don't know what kind of purpose that's going to serve.
Good trivia question.
All right, let's talk about those the meetings at the cop house, COP meetings.
Yes, Racine Neighborhood Watch hosts meetings once a month at each of the 7 COP houses. That stands for Community Oriented Policing. COP houses are located in underserved, traditionally troubled neighborhoods. That goes back to the 80s when they were first started. The idea is there's a COP officer, a community oriented policing officer that works out of that house and is dedicated to that neighborhood for up to 3 years, maybe a little longer, maybe a little less. Police officers don't live there, but that's their base of operation. What they found is with these COP houses is that they can also make it a hub of interaction with the community. They've run different programs out of the COP houses, parenting programs. Salvation Army delivers food to the COP houses. What we do is the meetings we have at the COP houses, you have to think back to the 80s when there was a lot of drugs and crime going on. In some of these neighborhoods where people would want to start a neighborhood block watch, maybe there weren't as many, maybe there were some kind of troublemakers. And so you couldn't establish a neighborhood block watch because A, people didn't want to participate, and B, they weren't the type of people that would participate anyway. So this gave neighbors who wanted to stay in their homes and feel safe a place to get together, to network with other neighbors who may be going through the same problems, and then also connect with law enforcement and talk about what's going on in their neighborhoods. So we still have that once a month at the 6 Racine and the 1 Mount Pleasant COP house. We bring neighbors together to talk about any kind of issues or concerns that they're having, and also to talk about good news going on in the neighborhoods. We're also starting to bring speakers in to these neighborhood watch meetings. Last night we had a meeting over at the Wadowitz COP house, which is on Mead Street, and Chief Alex Ramirez was our guest speaker. And we ended up talking about speeding and speed bumps and how prolific speeding is and the different programs and in different ways police are fighting that issue. So there's a lot of information that goes on. You don't necessarily have to live in that neighborhood where the COP house is located. Those meetings are open to everyone.
There isn't enough money in the world, on this planet, in this universe, to get me to be a police officer. I couldn't deal with it. I watch these videos on the Facebook videos they have at the bottom. You click videos of them stopping these belligerent drunks on the road. And they don't have to be, it's not an old man. These are young women, young men. They're all different types of people. They're belligerent. They curse at the police. They threaten the cop. They kick. They try to swing at them. And the cop is saying, now calm down. You don't have to do that. I had a police officer tell me, he said, how are they so calm? And he said, body cameras. That changed everything. But these police officers, I'd be tasing these people. Now, occasionally, if you start kicking and throwing yourself all around, they've got to calm you down. They got to get the cuffs on you. I don't know how they do it.
It's a very special calling And there, it's involved a lot of training, a lot of de-escalation, a way to understand situations and evaluate them before something happens. The police officers we have are great. The community policing officers have set us so far ahead. When the COP officer, the COP model came out, we were actually the leader. We had people from all over the world coming in to learn about the community-oriented policing model. So we have police officers whose their mission is to solve problems, not necessarily write tickets.
And you know what? Every time you go up to a car, and we've seen this, when you go up to a car, you pull over, you don't know if that guy's got a gun. And it doesn't happen a lot, but all needs to happen is once they'll pull a gun and they'll shoot you right there because they didn't care. They didn't want you to look for their warrants. They didn't want you to give them a ticket. They didn't want you to find the drugs in the car. And by the way, just while we're on the subject of police here, when I watch that show On Patrol Live, does anybody have a driver's license anymore? Every time they pull somebody over, they don't have insurance, registration, or a driver's license. Well, I had one. It's suspended. Well, then you don't have one. If you had one, you would show it to the police officer. And everybody's driving around with drugs in their car. Guns, drugs, and no license. And it seems every car they pull over. You got to be real stupid. If you're going to have drugs and guns in your car, don't pass a stop sign. Get your taillights fixed. Don't speed. But they do it. And thank goodness they do it. But I would never want to be a police officer, walk up to a car. You don't know what these idiots have. Now, most of the time, they're just people say, all right, I'm sorry. Give me a warning and I'll be on my way. But man.
Very special calling. Very special calling.
I mean, and when I have police officers in the studio here, we have the assistant chief coming in on Friday. Calm guy. I don't know how he does it. I'll be walking around with my hand on my taser all day long. I think that's the greatest weapon, the taser. You talk about something you want to take the fight out of somebody, that does it in 2 seconds. And I'm not talking about the one with the cord attached to it. I'm talking about the one, just touch it to their arm or leg. It takes the fight out of them in just one moment, and they don't have to deal with it anymore. Boy, that's a great weapon. I'd be using that on everybody. So have you ever thought about getting into police work?
No. I'm happy providing the education and helping neighbors feel empowered in the neighborhoods in which they live, to know that they can be safe. And by being safe, it means working together and working with law enforcement. And if you have any questions, you always call us for support.
And that guy right here on Lathrop Avenue a couple of years ago, was at Teaser's Bar. I think he was off duty at the time, and there was a robbery going on. He put himself in the middle of the robbery to stop it, got shot and killed.
Yeah. John Hetland.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's just, you know, they work so hard to protect us. And then I look when people just say horrible things about the police. Now, there is some bad police. There are bad disc jockeys out there. I mean, they're bad everybody. But for the most part, I don't know. I don't know how they do it. When's that National Night Out come out?
National Night Out. National Night Out has been around for, I think, close to 40 years. We in Racine and Racine Neighborhood Watch, we've hosted that event for 33 years. National Night Out is actually, like it says, national event where people get together and give crime and drugs a going away party. It is bringing neighbors together and community building. So on the first Tuesday in August, which would be August 6th this year. The way we have National Night Out in this area is that you can hold your National Night Out party any way you want. You can have it as a block party. We have churches that do events that have 300 to 500 people. We have the community centers that hold different events. And the idea is to bring neighbors together. The old-fashioned way was lock your doors, turn your porch lights out, and come and get to know your neighbors. But it's really turned into more of a celebration of working with neighbors and law enforcement. People register their events with Racine Neighborhood Watch, and then we provide little goodie bags. It's not meant to be something for everyone, but something to help if you've got games or different things that you're doing. You've got volunteers to pass out to them. We also work with police. We work with the sheriff. We work with McGruff, the crime dog. And we help schedule events we schedule visits to those events. So it really is neighbors getting together. Last year we had about 35, events registered with Neighborhood Watch and about 4,000 people. So that means 4,000 people were coming together at community centers, churches, neighborhood block parties to get to know each other and give crime and drugs a going away party. The biggest event was right before COVID in 2019. We had 55 events registered for over 6,000 people. Imagine it, Don, 6,000 people all getting together in different places saying, you know, this is my neighborhood. I'm taking it back. Let's celebrate.
I think the crooks just take a night off and say, well, let's stay in tonight and watch TV. We're not going outside tonight. There's too many people out there wanting to fight crime tonight. And the game I was thinking of, I was going to say cornhole, those cornhole games, which I can't do for some reason. I don't know why. I never get them in. And then some little six-year-old kid that gets one in every time and shows me up. I am so lucky to have great neighbors where I live. I know all my neighbors around me. We talk all the time when we go outside. If you see each other, we cross the street, we talk. Matter of fact, my next-door neighbor next to me used to live in my house when she was a little girl.
Wow.
And then she went out and she bought the house next door, which is where she lives now. The neighbors on the other side, they're renters upstairs and down, but we know them. They're nice people. When it snows, he calls me and says, listen, I just clean my driveway so I get my car in the driveway, and we do that. So, you get to know your neighbors. They're probably going to be nice people, and you don't know, you know, till you meet them.
Well, sounds like you need to get a hold of me in July and register to have your own little block party on National Night Out. We actually work with the city, and they will close down your street at no cost.
Not going to close down my street.
Uh-oh. Main Street area.
I'll tell you where it is.
It's a main thoroughfare.
That's right.
There are some places that, yes, we cannot close down, unfortunately.
But they do. I know they close down the side streets near me. There's a local bar and the Eagles Club. They close down that street all the time for charity events. Mm-hmm. And so, even on Sundays, you know, there's not a lot of traffic. All right, hang in there. Susan Fearlock is here from Racine Neighborhood Watch. And we're talking about the big event, Take a Taste Out of Crime. It's coming up Friday at Roma Lodge. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. 749 WRJN Radio. Partly sunny today with a high near 50. A clear sky tonight. Lows around 26 and beautiful weather. Sunny tomorrow. A little cold. Highs near 35, but still sunny. Right now it's cloudy and windy, 31 degrees. At WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station.
My sister went there on a Saturday, come dancing. All her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural.
751 at WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed on a, what is today, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
I think it says Tuesday, March 19th, right in front of my face here, but I still get confused. Because we have the clocks here for Beijing, Bangkok, Baghdad. They go in alphabetical order. I don't want to know what it is in Bangkok and Baghdad. just give me the Racine time. I don't want to know those cities. We have Kiev. We have Paris. We have London, Los Angeles, Tokyo. Then it goes in alphabetical order. Abu Dhabi, Bogota, Colombia. What am I want to know? Buenos Aires. What do I want to know? Just give me Racine. That's all I want to know. Susan Fearlock is here from Neighborhood Watch, and the big event coming up is the Taste Out of Crime, and that's coming up at Roma Lodge this Friday night. In just a moment, We'll give you some of the details on that. Talk about public meetings. We didn't talk about those.
Right. In addition to the neighborhood block watches that we help neighbors establish, and those organizational meetings and apartment watches and the business watches and the COP house meetings, we also offer services to other different kinds of meetings. One is a community meeting. That happens when a specific area is having maybe an uptick in crime or issues. Most recently, it's been an area in the West Racine area. The alder called and said, hey, we're having a lot of issues over here. Can we get the neighbors together and talk about crime prevention? Can we bring in law enforcement to, you know, address and talk to the neighbors face to face? So we organize this community meeting for the West Racine area, and that will go on every couple of months until we see that some of these issues have settled down. Public meetings are something new that we're starting that will be quarterly. Our first public meeting is going to be at the Dr. John Bryant Center. It is on April 24th or 25th, the Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And our guest speaker will be Chief Alex Ramirez, and he'll bring a panel of other law enforcement and talk about what's going on in the city, and that's and be open for questions and answers. And that is in April at the John Bryant Center.
I used to see signs in people's windows in Neighborhood Watch. You still have those?
Yes, you can get those little, they've got Boris the Burglar and the little little circle and line through it. And those little, they're not magic force fields, we always say. So when somebody establishes a neighborhood block watch, everybody in the neighborhood gets this little sign to put in their window and one to put up in the neighborhood. Again, it's not a magic force field, but it does let the criminal element know as they're walking down the street.
We're watching.
Exactly.
You know what it's like?
Exactly.
It's like putting the club on your steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We watched a video of that. I've had clubs. The club we currently have now dates back decades, but you know, the police recently gave out newer clubs if you needed them. The video I watched on the club, the guy said, it's not important how you hook it up. It's important they see it when they look in the window. So don't put it in an angle where you can't see it when you look in the window.
Right.
Put it where they could see it, and it'll say club, and they'll say, well, now they're going to bother with this because even if I break in, I can't steer the wheel.
True. Very
so,
true.
And so it's like that. Let them see it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And maybe it won't deter everybody, but it'll deter some people.
It's just another tool in your toolbox for crime prevention and safety in a neighborhood.
So Boris the what?
Burglar.
It's not like Boris Bentoff, world's greatest no good Nick.
No, it's not Boris from Rocky and Bullwinkle either.
world's greatest no good Nick.
Yeah.
And Natasha.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Boris and Natasha. Mm-hmm. I guess it's okay to make fun of Russians. You can't make fun of a lot of nationalities in the world. But I guess when they do Boris Bentoff and Natasha as spies. You got to remember when it came out in the 60s. I mean, everybody was spying on one another, Russia and the United States. So let's do a quick review here.
Okay.
So we have coming up this Friday at Roma Lodge. Mm-hmm. It's Take a Taste Out of Crime.
Yes.
And this is a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser. We have wine, cheese, beers, and also hot hors d'oeuvres. We have over 100 items for raffles. Oh, my Lord. We have got an electric lawnmower that we're raffling off. We have this beautiful framed Ron Dane signed jersey with certificate of authenticity. We have got a fire bowl. We have got items like you wouldn't believe, just a whole array of different items for silent auction and for raffles and bids. So it is a major fundraiser for us. Again, $40 in advance, $50 at the door. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at Racine Neighborhood Watch. Phone number is 262-637-5711. Again, 262-637-5711.
That's the phone number that works.
Oh, we're still having issues, but yeah.
You're the second group of people that had issues with the phone. I was yesterday at my doctor's. We're having issues with the phones and the computer. Everybody's having issues with them.
I don't know what it is, but the office cell, if you'd like to call that, is 262-417-4795. 262-417-4795.
See, you have to get a phone number like 634-WRJN.
Oh, I remember that since I was a kid.
I know. We just recently got it back. It wasn't here for a long
time. Really?
Yeah. When I came back, we had the number reinstalled.
Oh.
I know. 634-WRJN. What an easy number to remember. You need, I can't think of a... you do watch, but it's too many letters. I'm watching. I am watching. You need 7 plus the area code.
Right, right.
Figure that out. Well, this is good. And this is how people should get involved. And I know a lot of people don't want to get involved, but you can be passively involved. You don't have to sit there and on your porch screaming at people. You can just passively get involved. Know your neighbors, because, you know, they may need your help someday, and you can watch out for their house. And if you know your neighbors and somebody's in the backyard looking in the windows, you'll know they don't live there, yeah.
We always say that you are the resident experts of who and what belong in your neighborhood and who and what don't. If it looks suspicious, call.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll have you in. You have events all year long.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be back again. Susan Fearlock from Neighborhood Watch. Executive Director, what are you?
I am.
Oh, Executive Director.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I was never executive director of anything in life.
Well, I've been with the organization for 9 years, so I'm excited to be executive director and lead us into the future.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Susan, for coming in.
Thank you for the time
today. Don't forget Roma Lodge this Friday night. Take a taste out of crime from Neighborhood Watch. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning bright and early, 6 o'clock. We're dark and early since daylight savings time. Dark and early at 7:58. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.